Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
You know what the only thing that keeps anybody from going to heaven is? Unbelief. It's not murder. It's not idolatry. It's not fornication. All these things that happened with the people in Israel in the wilderness, there was idolatry. Remember about the calf coming out and of that fire and Moses and Aaron and Moses came down from the mount. Aaron, what did you do? I don't know. This calf just kind of jumped out of the fire. Paraphrasing, you know. Oh, how that. Anyway, the fornication. Remember, he came down from the mountain God had given Moses the Ten Commandments. And he'd come down from the mountain. They'd already broke every one of them while he was up on that mountain. But that didn't keep them out of the wilderness and God's rest. It was an 11-day journey. They could have got from crossing the sea into Canaan. It was only 11 days. But they were going in circles for 40 years. Can you imagine 40 years? Well, how they would walk around. And weren't we just here? We buried Uncle Joe right there. I don't know, I'm just being facetious, but you get the point. 11 days, and they wandered for 40 years. By the way, God did provide for them for 40 years. I won't get into it this morning, but I mean, amazing. He provided them water. He provided them manna from heaven. He provided them quail so much that they were sick of it, the meat, and he provided them shoes. Now, I ain't talking about Walmart or Payless Shoe Store. They had a pair of shoes they never wore out. 40 years, God took care of them. The only person I know, and so help me, he's the only one I know that has a pair of shoes over 40 years of old. He's had them for over 40 years, and that's Noel Gilbreth. He brags on, he's a cheap dog anyway. He's probably watching. He's still got the same pair of 40. Anybody got a pair of shoes older than 40 years? See, y'all are rich. Y'all can go out and buy new shoes. He didn't. He just keeps the same shoes. But anyway, the point is God took care of these people, but yet they didn't enter into the rest, into Canaan, because of their unbelief. And we're going to get into that. Look in verse number 7. We'll begin there. Wherefore, and we talked about the word wherefore and therefore, and it's a continuation of what was previously said. As the Holy Ghost saith. Now, before we go any farther, notice the tense, T-E-N-S-E, of the word saith. It's in present tense. It's not as the Holy Ghost said, pointing back 1,000, 1,500 years ago. But the thought is, he's still telling us this. Are you following? As the Holy Ghost saith. What applied to those Hebrew people in the wilderness applied to the Hebrew believers when Paul was writing this, you know, in AD 60, whatever the date was, he wrote the book of Hebrews. It applies to us today. That's the thought, as the Holy Ghost saith. Now, it's for us today. It's an ever-present message to God's people in succeeding generations. On and on, it continues on, as the Holy Ghost saith. And I just want you to notice, I'm a King James Bible fellow. Amen, preacher. Okay, in your Bible, if it does not have the word Holy Ghost in it, it has the Holy Spirit. I checked it out again this week. Every other translation, the New King James Version, the ASV, the NIV, the RSV, the ESV, and the whatever version you want to add to it, they all say Spirit, the Holy Spirit, every one of them. And these Bible translators would tell you, and some of these other guys who think they know it all would tell you that this is mistranslated in the King James Bible, that it should be Holy Spirit and not Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you there's not one word wrong in God's word. I believe all of God's word is pure in the King James Bible. And I'll die believing that. Now, why? They'll say, well, then why is it? And this is for our new people. Why then does it say sometime Holy Spirit and why Holy Ghost? Well, there's a reason for that. I looked it up again this week. The many times, and I forget, I should have wrote the number down. the number of times it says Holy Ghost. It's numerous. I won't say 89 times, 90. It's a lot of times where it says Holy Ghost. Many times less does it say Spirit or Holy Spirit. It's in the teens. It's not a lot as compared to the Holy Ghost. Well, so then why did everybody now, the new versions, put Holy Spirit instead of a Holy Ghost? Well, they've got it all wrong. King James Bible got it right. So why sometimes Holy Ghost, sometimes Holy Spirit? Well, let me give you a reason. I believe I looked this. A lot of people, you won't find this many places, okay? So I'm going to give you something. Be careful when you hear something new, but I want you to chew on this. When we talk about the Holy Ghost, it talks about his name. That's the name of the triune God. Matthew 28. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. That's his name. But when you see the word Spirit in capital letters, or the Holy Spirit, it refers to the work of the Holy Ghost, of the triunity of Godhead. And for instance, Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, you know, all that. So when you see, when it's in context, when it speaks of the Holy Ghost, it speaks of the name of God, of the triune head. When it speaks of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, it speaks of the work. Every time it talks about his work, and I gave you, there's a lot of examples. I want to read a couple of them where they're in the same verse. Holy Ghost and Spirit are in the same exact verse. Luke chapter 1, verse number 4. No, take that back. Luke chapter 4, verse number 1. My ADD's kicking in. Okay. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Same person of the Godhead, but yet you see their work. The Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Ghost, and he was led by the Spirit. Are you following the thought? That's the work of the Holy Ghost. When it speaks of his work, it speaks of the Spirit of God. And I got other ones. John, let me give you just one more. I got so many here just for my own benefit, but I'll give you another one. And I knew him not, speaking of the baptism of Jesus and John the Baptist. I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou see the Spirit, capital S, descending on him, the same as that which was baptized with the Holy Ghost. Again, there's the same, in the same verse you see the Spirit and the Holy Ghost. Again, it refers to the work and the name when we talk about that. So I just want to throw this at you. A lot of people out there will tell you that there's words that are wrong in the King James Bible. And you tell them, it's not because my preacher said so. Don't tell them, just say that. I said so. We have the pure Word of God. It's not like our older people would appreciate this. Remember this, the commercial about Ivory soap? How many of you remember Ivory soap? So pure it floats. They say it's 99.44% pure. Remember, that was the little jingle for Ivory soap. Well, I'm telling you, the Bible is not 99.44% pure. It's 110% pure, if that was possible. Every word is pure. Psalm 119, every word of God is pure. But anyway, I want to move on. Just drop that for you, that if you have a Bible that says Holy Spirit in that one, go get you a Bible that says Holy Ghost, okay? And the only one you'll find saying that is King James Bible. I promise you, okay? All right, then notice this next one. And we're going to get moving through this pretty quick. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today. Again, I had to stop there. I got notes on that. The word today means this very day, today. It's used three times in these verses that we just read. It's used in verse number 7, verse number 13, verse number 15. Literally, there's an urgency to hear the voice of God. He never prompts us to get right with him tomorrow or to trust in him yesterday. God only moves on us to act today.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.